This year in May will be 80 years since VE Day, so that's Victory in Europe Day. So if you do the maths, you will know that the 18-year-old who signed up in 1943 is turning 100 this year. I mentioned this before, I've had the extraordinary privilege of speaking with John Burt O'Leary. Burt turned 100 last month. 80 years ago, he was part of a Vickers Wellington bomber crew hunting German submarines in the Atlantic Ocean. It's the story of 458th Squadron, and you will be able to read that story on abc.net.au tomorrow. But I thought you might like to hear a little of that tale today. And I've been joined by Jeremy Orchard, who is the secretary of the 458th Squadron Association. G'day, Jeremy.
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you for getting in touch with me and sharing Bert's story. We'll get to Bert in just a moment, but the 458th Squadron, why is that so important to you?
Well, a multitude of reasons, but one is that these guys put their lives on the line. My dad served with 458 Squadron. They're amazing Australians. They really are part of the greatest generation, I feel.
The 458th, I mean, it started life, I guess, like a lot of squadrons that went over to Europe as, a standard bomber squadron, flying over enemy territory, dropping bombs, which is an extremely dangerous job. But by the time that Bert got there, it had another mission. Explain what the 458th was doing when it was based in Gibraltar and flying over the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's essentially what you said, Gavin. They did start in Bomber Command, but then they got reassigned. The whole squadron was reassigned down to North Africa, based out of Egypt to start with. And they were doing missions to attack enemy shipping in the Mediterranean. And it was basically the Axis powers were threatening the oil fields, etc., in North Africa and Egypt, etc., Iraq and places like that. But the Allies got to work, and the squadron that my dad flew with and that Bert flew with, 458, and throughout those 4 years of operations, the final posting was in Gibraltar, and it was all about what you just stated, and that was about hunting U-boats. It was also about air sea rescues for any crews that went down in terrible conditions. So just a couple of the main points of focus there for the squadron.
This, of course, was part of Bert's life when he was 18, 19, 20. Of course, he's had a long, rich and full life since then. I was speaking with him a few weeks ago and he sounded quite well. How would you describe Bert as a bloke now?
Well, we were thrilled and delighted to be a part of his 100th birthday celebration. Last month, on the 19th of January, just a few days after his actual birthday. And I describe him as intelligent, down-to-earth, and very wise. He gave an amazing speech at his birthday after everyone had presented him, the RAF had presented him with a certificate, and he had certificates from the King and the Queen and the Prime Minister, the Governor-General, and even others. So, that'd be the three things that come to mind. When he spoke, it was just wonderful to hear his great intelligence. He was very down-to-earth bloke and very wise.
Well, let's hear a little of Bert. He was speaking with me on the phone. We had a few technical difficulties back at the time, but I knew that he was 100. I knew that he was a veteran, but I didn't know his full tale. Here's him describing some of what he did.
The mission that we were on was to find the U-boats that were on the surface and to find them, identify them. We had a 30-foot searchlight in the middle of the Wellington. Now, fantastic about that. And the idea was to lower that and try to make sure that you weren't homing in on a trawler or something, a boat, a ship. And when it went down, the whole plane shook like crazy. I kid you not, that was the most fearful experience you could possibly imagine. And the idea was that you then, if you happen to be fortunate enough to fly over the top of the U-boat, you had to drop a depth charge. And the depth charge, of course, had to be fired up. It's pretty scary business knowing you've got a fired up depth charge in your aircraft with you.
Scary business indeed, Jeremy.
Sure.
So just over 1,800 men served with the 458th Squadron. How many died?
Yeah, our fallen, sadly, 195. So we've got that all shown at our website, which shows our honour roll. So, 195.
So more than 1 in 10. How do you get your head around that?
Well, yeah, it's very, it's an amazing act of service that these guys went through, isn't it? And, terrible odds. You just didn't know when your number would come up, I guess. I try and put yourself in their shoes and it just seems impossible. But here we are. We have a direct link with Bert, an amazing and a great Australian that he is.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary. Imagine being in a workplace and then thinking about 1 in 10. Of course, some of it was on active duty, but some of it was during training. Here's a little more of what Bert told me.
If you go to the War Memorial in Canberra and have a look at the number of people that were RAF and the honourable who were killed in training, and it's phenomenal, because you were taking young men, amateurs, out of civilian life, and then after a very short time putting them into aircraft, which weren't all that great in those days. So it's little wonder that there were a lot of accidents.
That was Bert again, and I did get a text message from Plugger. Good morning, Plugger. Plugger was saying his grandfather served in the 458th Squadron, soldier settler from Robin Vale, Maxwell William Davies Firth. Are there others that you can talk about who were from regional Victoria?
For sure, yeah. We were privileged, my brothers and I and other committee members, we're the committee for 458 Squadron Association here in Victoria, but we were privileged to meet Bill Flanchy. He was a pilot and he lived up in Bendigo, and I believe, well, our committee member, Neil, his son, still lives up there and with his mum, Betty. So privileged to meet Bill Flanchy, a pilot, and he served in Gibraltar as well. So it's quite possible, because Bill's passed away now, but they probably did know each other, Bill and Bert, Bill Flanchy and Bert O'Leary. Then we met Harry Ashworth. He was a navigator, and he resided in Rosebud with his wife. They've since both passed, but we were happy, very privileged to meet them. And Harry was quite a character. He was actually a Socceroo. He was the goalkeeper for the Socceroos. True story. So back in the day, of course, back in the day. But, very amazing people to speak with at the time. You don't fully appreciate what they have, but you listen and learn, and, wow, it's just amazing.
Well, you can read more about the 458th specifically, but also about John Bert O'Leary. It was a fascinating chat. That'll be on abc.net.au tomorrow, so please check it out. I know that they are commemorating the end of the Second World War, at least in Europe, in Malta, later on this year, and unfortunately Bert, who is in a nursing home, won't be able to go, but I suspect it will be a very important event for people like yourself, Jeremy.
Yes, absolutely, and wonderful to hear from that person who texted you. That name does certainly ring a bell. Firth, I think, was the surname, so that's amazing that they texted in. But yeah, it's going to be an event that just brings it all back, I guess, and to be on location, and in fact in Malta, and we also may visit Gibraltar as well, where Bert was, but in Malta there's over half of our fallen are commemorated or buried there in Malta. Mm. It seemed to be the epicentre for the squadron, was based all over North Africa, but they were in Malta several times during their 4 years of operation. So we've got just over 40 attending at the moment, so hopefully there'll be a few more. But please do visit our website, 458RAFSquadron.org. And thank you once again, Gavin, for writing this marvellous story about birth, and it's much appreciated.
It's my privilege, Jeremy. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yep, thanks again. Bye for now.
That is Jeremy Orchard, Secretary of the 458 Squadron Association.